go trying things we didn't know. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So recently, a big news story broke. Have you heard about it with a big celebrity?
就是那个 Adam Levine 出轨的事儿呗。
Yeah, recently news broke that Adam Levine cheated on his wife with a model.
哎，他出轨的对象不是一个网红吗？
Yes, she is an influencer.
Influencer. 哎，这事儿在美国引起轰动了没有啊？
Yes, everyone is talking about it on social articles, magazines, and the story is crashing the internet.
哎，那里面有没有什么评论在美国是获赞最高的那种呢？
Yes, most people are saying that they can't believe thatsomeone would cheat on a model like his wife.
Yeah.
And someone said they still can't believe Adam Levine cheated on the gorgeous Bihati、mm-hmm. with trashy influencer who's full of fillers.
啊，那这个是美国获赞最高的一个评论哈。第一段说，还是难以相信 Adam Levine cheated on the gorgeous Bihati. 然后是跟谁出轨的呢？ A trashy influencer.Who's full of fillers, 就是浑身充满了填充物的这么一个 trashy influencer. Wow, so mean. 然后呢他还说什么呢
They said that it proves no matter how pretty or hot or skinny you are, men will still cheat. And they finished by saying, trash will always be trash. Girls, love yourself.
Trash will always be trash.渣男永远就是渣男哈，结论是 girls love yourself.
Exactly.、
那这是美国获赞最高的一个评论哈。哎，那不管国内还是国外哈，发现这个明星的公信力越来越差，比如这个出轨啊、嫖娼啊事件层出不穷哈。
Yes, it is becoming more and more common.、Mm-hmm. So we thought today would be a good idea to talk about this. And I was saying that last week we talked about funerals. So we are talking about very depressing topics, I think.
Exactly. 我们上次聊的是 funeral, 然后今天要聊这个 cheating 啊，的确是 very depressing 啊。但是呢为什么要聊这个呢就是因为对于出轨这件事情哈中西方的这个文化呢还是不太一样的。
Exactly. So today we want to talk about the difference and in America, talk about the cheating phenomenon.
Cheating phenomenon. Phenomenon 就是现象哈。那首先出轨这个词在英语当中叫做什么
Cheating.
Cheating. 简单清晰。就是欺骗背叛那这个 Adam Levine 出轨了这句话你们日常是怎么表达的呢
You would say Adam Levine cheated on his wife
cheat on someone 那如果说 Adam Levine 出轨了一个网红呢
Adam Levine cheated on his wife with an influencer
婚外情是 affair、对吧
Yes, having an affair、So Adam LevineHad an affair with an influencer.
Had an affair with an influencer. 哎，就像上次我们聊李易峰嫖娼的时候说的，无论国内还是国外，明星出轨啊、劈腿非常常见。
Yeah, it is not uncommon for celebrities to cheat because they have money, fame, and power to have anyone they want.
的确，就是说除了底线什么都有，除了脸什么都要。
Exactly. So some of the most famous people I remember who cheated、was Tiger Woods、and Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian more recently.
Yeah.
And also Rihanna and A$AP Rocky.
这些都是美国娱乐圈的一些人物哈。有的是有好多情妇的，对吧？然后有的呢是在孕期出轨的。
Exactly. Some of them had an affair while they were married, while they were dating, and some while their wife or girlfriend was pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. 哎，其实我觉得很奇怪哈，就是美国不是一个基督教立国的国家吗？对吧？那按照圣经教导的话，婚内出轨属于犯奸淫罪了哈。十诫当中有两条都是在禁止这件事情的。
Exactly. So, according to Western culture and what you learn from Christianity, you cannot cheat and you must be faithful to your wife no matter what.
Exactly. 就是不可奸淫，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子哈。So why is cheating more common now than before?
I think people are less fond of the idea of commitment than previous generations.
Commitment, 就你提到这个词哈，是在英语当中特别特别常见的一个词哈。就比如说婚姻当中你需要这个 commitment， 那工作当中你需要这个 commitment， 哪怕是在教会当中做什么样的服事啊，或者说在社会当中做什么样的义工啊，都是需要这个 commitment。那这个 commitment究竟指的是什么呢？
It means that you are dedicated to something and you are promising to keep at it.
Promising to keep at it. 所以说现在的这个西方人呢，比起他们的这个 previous generations， 就前面的这种世代来讲呢，就不太看重这个 commitment 了，对吧？
Yes, people are less fond of the idea of commitment than previous generations.
再有一个的话，我感觉西方那边好像有一种就是怎么说呢，就叫做勾搭文化，就那个 hookup culture， 对不对？
Yes, the rise of hookup culture has sucked the concept of chivalry in the process of getting to know a person in a relationship.
哎，你刚讲到的这个 the concept of chivalry 是什么呀？
It means being courteous and respectful, specifically with a man to a woman, like opening a car door for them or buying them lunch, kind of honoring the woman from the man.
就是西方的那种骑士精神，或者说那种绅士的精神哈，就是在这个十九世纪那会儿还比较盛行，就比较讲究礼仪，比较含蓄，不像现在哈，出了什么这种 hookup culture， 还有那个更离谱的，我觉得是那个 open relationships， 就是开放式的关系。
Yeah, there are more open relationships and confusion when you are defining relationships.
哎，你知道吗？我真的见过这种西方人，你知道吧？他们说他们的关系是情侣，但是呢，他们是 open relationship. 可能很多人不明白这个 open relationship 到底是啥意思哈。
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
I think open relationship means...that you are not exclusive. So if you are dating this one person, you can also be seeing other people. You don't have to just be with them.
Wow. 就是说如果有人是在这个 in open relationships, 也就是说他们的这个情侣关系不是 exclusive, 就是说彼此呢不是独家的，不是对方专属的，就像是情侣关系当中的一种灰色地带。
Exactly. There are more gray areas in relationships than before, so it can be hard for a partner to determine if they are really exclusive.
就原来的时候吧，你看两个人的恋爱关系一定是 exclusive， 这是毋庸置疑的，都不用讨论的。但现在呢， if they are exclusive， 这已经成为很多西方人谈恋爱之后要思考和决定的事情了。
Exactly. It's very scary and has been a change in our culture.
我觉得还有一个出轨增多的原因，是不是因为这个离婚率增高，然后这个婚姻的尊严就降低了？
Exactly. There are more children that grew up in divorced families, and now they are adults and getting married. So divorce is more common and marriage is less serious.
Yes. Divorce is becoming more common and marriage less serious. 哎，那说到出轨哈，我特别想知道美国人对于男性出轨、女性出轨这个态度一样吗？
People react to cheating differently if a man cheats or a woman cheats.
哦，这个反应还是不太一样的，对吧？
It is definitely more common and expected for a man to cheat.
那女性呢？
I think it is a bit more shocking for a woman to cheat.
也就是说在美国或者说在西方，女性出轨虽然谈不上是惊世骇俗，但是相对于男人出轨来讲 a bit more shocking， 男女其实还是有一定的差异的哈，虽然不多。
Yes, people will use the saying boys will be boys about men cheating.
美国人的老话哈， boys will be boys。 哎，我突然想起刚说的那个高赞评论最后一句话是什么来？
Trash will always be trash.
句型是一样的哈，对仗很工整。
Yes, boys will be boys and trash will always be trash. I think maybe this should be my next tattoo.
Anyway, 还有一个问题哈，就是一个人出轨之后在美国是当然要原谅他呀，还是说更倾向于零容忍马上离婚呢？
A woman is more likely to forgive a man cheating, but a man is usually less forgiving if their partner cheats.
这个在中西是差不多的。那男性出轨之后，女性的选择呢，是 divorce 还是 forgiveness?
I would say divorce is more common among wives that cheat than if the husband cheats.
那我还有一个问题哈，就是在美国的话 ，who is more likely to cheat？男性还是女性
？I would say the men are more likely to cheat. A lot of it because the women will be taking care of children, and so they are less likely to be going out and meeting people and be less tempted to cheat.
Yeah.
And we also found a graph that shows the cheating gap between the older adults. So if you are in your 50s, 60s, 70s.Only about 16% of women will cheat, whereas men is 24%. So there is a very big gap.
大家可以到咱们的公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中查看这个 gender cheating gap 图表哈。
Yes, it's very interesting to see how the graph changes as people get older.
Exactly, 就是随着年龄的这个增长哈，这个男女出轨的这个比率发生了一个很大的一个变化。那总之在西方呢，如果婚姻当中有出轨的话，不管男女，绝大多数会以离婚收尾。
Yes, once a cheater, always a cheater is a saying that people will say quite often.
在美国大家相信 once a cheater, always a cheater. 那好我们最后呢以 Adam Levine 的一个声明结束今天的节目吧。他是怎么去做的一个声明呢
Yes, he posted on his Instagram saying, a lot is being said about me right now and I want to clear the air.
Clear the air, 澄清一下。
I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner.
Flirt 就是调情对吧 Flirtatious 就是那种调情式的 manner 那种方式行为
I did not have an affair Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life
他非常肯定地说 I did not have an affair 我没有出轨我只是 crossed the line只是有点越线了哈，有点过分了而已。
And then he said, in certain instances, it became inappropriate.
Inappropriate, 就是行为呢，是不合宜的。
I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. Then he says, my wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make. I will never make it again.
承诺说 I will never make it again.
I take full responsibility. We will get through it and we will get through it together.
好多人就是在发表这种声明的时候都会拉上自己的老婆一起拉上自己的家人一起他说 I take full responsibility 我是承担全部的责任然后说 We will get through it 我们一定会就是大家共度这个难关对吧然后说 We will get through it together 就是跟他家人一起来共度这个难关那听完节目大家有什么想说的或者想讨论的吗欢迎大家留言点赞转发
Yes, everyone welcome please to comment, to like and to share and let us know your thoughts on this very interesting topic
So until next time This is Pian Pian
And this is Sayla, bye
Bye Fell upon the rain Yeah.